It's time for the K-State Extension and Research Report, and today we have Jessica Flory, who is the Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
We have a lot of things going on. You always have a lot of things going on with 4-H. So what are we going to talk about today?
That's right. We do always have, this is a slightly slower time for us, but I want to encourage my 4-H families. There's always things to be done in the 4-H world. And one thing I want to highlight on the radio this morning, something perfect to be thinking about as we kind of slow down here after the holidays and you're looking for some things to do on Christmas break through the New Year break, this is a perfect time to sit down and set out your yearly goals. And it's a great trait to teach, a great skill to teach our children and our youth is how to set goals. I think it's a perfect time to be talking about this, too, because we're starting, we're having a record book training Thursday night here at the Commissioner Chambers. If you haven't signed up, it's okay. Go ahead and come. We are feeding you pizza, but go ahead and stop by. We have a great night filled with lots of information on how to fill out those record books and the achievement pins that we talk about on here. But I'm just going to briefly touch on how to set a good goal here this morning and just, again, the importance of, even if we don't achieve our goals, just the reflection of thinking, they show the reflection of setting a goal and then looking back on that goal, whether you achieved it or not, has so much value for our children. They show it builds tons of resiliency and grit and determination, which is three really good characteristic traits that we want to instill in our youth, right? And so, and it's a simple thing, right, Judy? Like setting goals, how does that build resiliency? But getting them to think through what they want to achieve and then getting them at the end of the year to sit down and say, okay, did I achieve this? How did I achieve this? What went wrong? What went right? And then getting them to think, okay, well, maybe I didn't achieve this yet. And just get them to think forward on, like, how am I going to achieve it next year? So, okay, so what are some good parts of setting a good goal? So a goal must have an action. How are you going to do something? It must have a result. What are you going to do? And the more specific you can be with your goals, the better you are at able to achieve them. And then the other part that we always want to put in our goals is a timetable. When and how and what, you know, at what point am I going to achieve this? Again, I always laugh when someone comes at me with an idea or a goal. I'm like, let's put it on the calendar, because if it gets on the calendar, 99% of the time it happens. So you've got to have a timetable to it. When we sit down to write our goals, I always think about 4-H project goals. The first one, it never fails. The kids pop their hands up and they always say, I want to win grand champion at the fair with their project, said project. And I'm always like, that is a great vision and dream. Let's break that down. So in the foods project, let's say they want to get that grand champion bread. What are some actions that we can take to help us get that grand champion bread? Well, we're going to need to practice. So maybe a good goal might be, I'm going to learn how to make yeast breads and practice it three times before fair in July. Right? So that has an action, that has a timetable, and it has a result, right? And so that is how we break down a goal. And I always like to get the kids to think about their dreams and then their visions and then help them break them down into an action, a result, and a timetable. And then the other little key part that we put in for our youth that we'd like you guys to think about is, who will help me with this? Because a lot of times we're going to need a helper to help us think through that, whether that's a parent or a project leader or an extension agent, always make sure you put that down as well. And so this is the perfect time to sit down with your kids, pull out your record books, and think through some project goals and some things that you want to accomplish in the upcoming 4-H year. So we are always here to help. And again, I hope, it seems simple, 10 minutes of sitting down and setting some goals. Again, the characteristic traits that you're instilling in your children are worth their weight in gold. So we encourage you to sit down and set your goals over the holiday break.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, the Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Science Agent, Kathy Gowell.